Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's Cambridge Breakfast from Cambridge 105 Radio with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. We're going to take a look now at how Petersfield area of Cambridge is organising itself at the moment. Meg is one of those involved and she's on the line now. Good morning to you, Meg.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Good morning.
You're very welcome indeed. So let's start at the beginning as to how you got involved in all of this.
Oh, absolutely. So I suppose the most important thing for people to know is that first and formally I'm a resident of Petersfield. I'm just you know, your average Joe. And I noticed that there were some local groups popping up around Cambridgeshire looking to help support people who are struggling in the face of coronavirus. And I thought, wow, we really need that here. So I set up a WhatsApp group and it all just spiralled from there.
How many people have you got in the group at the moment?
Oh, hundreds.
Wow.
Hundreds and hundreds, yeah.
It's amazing, actually, if you think about WhatsApp generally, the way it's just sort of rolled and rolled, you know, because you go back 3 years or so and everybody was just sending each other a text, and so many have moved from, they probably do still send texts from time to time, but have moved to WhatsApp, and it's kind of become an information hub for all sorts of things, which groups like the one in Petersfield are now taking advantage of.
Exactly. I mean, you do have to be careful that you're sharing accurate information and that you're looking after each other and making sure that you're following all the information and guidance. But I think it's a really good opportunity. The group I set up is based on a principle called mutual aid, which basically just means it's made up entirely of volunteers. So we're not like an official group or anything. We're all just normal people. And we're all just neighbours trying to help neighbours. So we have set up some like street level groups as well. We're still putting those in place.
That's how I found out about it, because I think it was on, I think it was Saturday evening, I got it might have been another time, like a leaflet through my door. It was telling me about the group for my street. I follow the link and I noticed I could place where I was on the map. A map of Cambridge. So presumably, if people do that, you can then work out if somebody needs help. There may be somebody close by who can actually help them with that.
Absolutely. And I think that's a really important thing, is that it can sometimes feel a little bit off-putting or a bit frightening to actually be the one asking for help. I've noticed a lot of people want to offer help, but asking for help is actually just as important, if not more important.
So are you finding that most people in the WhatsApp group, they're there to mostly go, okay, I want to help, I want to help, what can I do? Or is that what you've got mostly at the moment?
I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
I think everyone is very keen to help, but there's lots of different ways that you can help. So that could be, you know, setting up a WhatsApp group or another type of group for your street if one doesn't exist already. It could be helping with some of the admin work. Otherwise, it could be things like supporting people with getting groceries. We have been helping people pick up prescriptions. We've been trying to do that as safely as possible, following lots of guidance on how to do that safely, making sure that everyone has access to all the things they need, but that we're not also putting people at risk of the virus or anything else.
I guess that's the thing. If you're helping people going to do their shopping, that means you're possibly being out and about more, which statistically would put you more at risk, although one presumes you're doing the old 2 metres apart thing wherever possible.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's another voluntary group who put together some guidance for groups all around the country to follow, just to make sure that we're doing things in the safest way possible. And I'd really recommend checking them out if you're thinking about setting up a group. You can find them. They have their own website. It's just covidmutualaid.org. And they have loads of advice about how to do it in the safest way possible. But they're also just a group of volunteers.
Right. That's interesting. I'm just wondering, though, you know, WhatsApp's great, but how do you include people who aren't on WhatsApp? I'm thinking, I might be about to answer my own question, actually, but I'm thinking my elderly neighbour next door to me, who, absolutely, there's no way that she's on WhatsApp. Do you have to try and... Because you need to know that they're there in the first place, don't you, in order to give them some assistance?
Yeah, absolutely. Different groups are doing it in different ways. The way that we have decided to do it in Petersfield is that because we've got these street WhatsApp groups, we've also asked somebody to volunteer as the point of contact for their street.
Mm.
So they are volunteering to give their email or mobile number to everybody on their street. So that there's just another way people can get in touch. They aren't necessarily doing all the help themselves, mm-hmm. but they're just putting people in touch with people who can help.
You mentioned there's lots of groups around the city. Is there any kind of coordination going on between groups? Because, in fact, one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on this morning was to maybe give ideas to people in other parts of the city and South Cambridgeshire as to how they can set up a group or take part, or even find the group, because I saw chat on the group yesterday about putting posters up and making sure that everywhere had been leafleted. But that's almost a challenge, isn't it? It's knowing that the group is there in the first place.
Yeah, definitely. We do have a support group for people who are admins or coordinators. So it's not people who are in charge, it's just people who are helping disseminate information, people who are doing things like the sort of like behind the scenes tech stuff.
Yes.
We have a group that is there to sort of give ideas and to support each other. And that can again be found. We're listed on this mutual aid website, so covidmutualaid.org. So if you visit that, you can find information about local groups all around the county. You can also find the Cambridgeshire Facebook page listed, so Cambridgeshire Coronavirus Mutual Aid on Facebook. Again, it's just another group of volunteers who are just helping on a slightly different, bigger level, giving people support around how to set up their own group.
Now, that's very, very useful indeed. Well, look, Meg, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. We should probably check in with you maybe in a week or two's time
see
how things are moving along.
Working with our local council as well to help them with their hubs. So you should definitely check in with us so we can tell you all about what's going on there.
Well, I look forward to doing that. Meg, thank you very much indeed. And a quick reminder to people who might have missed that, it's covidmutualaid.org, and we will pop that out on our own socials a little later on just to make sure that everybody is aware. Meg, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
Cambridge 105 Radio.